My guest at this time is Larry Pratt. He's the executive director at Gun Owners of America. We want to get his reaction to the comments from both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton with respect to the Second Amendment in Wednesday night's final presidential debate of the 2016 campaign. And Larry, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
The issue of guns and the Second Amendment came up very early in the debate on Wednesday night. It was part of a larger session on the Supreme Court and what the candidates wanted to see in a justice, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But as the conversation specifically went to the Second Amendment, here was the question asked by moderator Chris Wallace to Hillary Clinton.
In the 2008 Heller case, the court ruled that there is a constitutional right to bear arms, but a right that is reasonably limited. Those were the words of the judge, Antonin Scalia, who wrote the decision. What's wrong with that?
And Wallace had noted earlier that Hillary had come out at the time and said that she was opposed to the Heller decision from a 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court. While talking about other things as well, Hillary mentioned this about the Heller case.
You mentioned the Heller decision, and what I was saying that you referenced, Chris, was that I disagreed with the way the court applied the Second Amendment in that case, because what the District of Columbia was trying to do was to protect toddlers from guns. And so they wanted people with guns to safely store them.
Larry, did toddlers have anything to do with Heller?
That was pretty surprising to me, but then Hillary Clinton is kind of known for saying lots of things that are surprising to those who have an idea of what the truth actually is. Heller made no reference to toddlers. Toddlers were not really the problem. Heller was addressing the fact that your safety, your gun, was locked up and unavailable for self-defense, and that the District of Columbia couldn't require that anymore, nor could they ban whole classes of guns, which in effect they had done. Hillary Clinton being worried about toddlers when she's okay, as Donald Trump in the same debate pointed out, she's okay with pulling a baby out of the womb an hour before it's born and tearing it apart. Her concern about toddlers strikes me as somewhat academic, and it certainly had nothing to do with the Heller decision. Heller laid a real marker down for the subsequent McDonald case out of Chicago, which together made it clear to judges that hadn't been able to understand, apparently heretofore, that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms, and you can't just go and ban whole classes of guns. That's what Heller was all about, and Hillary can go change some toddler's diapers, but it won't have anything to do with the Heller decision.
Hillary began her answer on guns by pointing out that she spent 18 years in Arkansas. She represented upstate New York, where the gun culture is strong, and she respected that. Here was her balancing act.
There's no doubt that I respect the Second Amendment, that I also believe there's an individual right to bear arms. That is not in conflict with sensible, common sense regulation.
Larry, this might be a little bit subjective, but can you believe in an individual right to bear arms and not agree with the Heller decision?
A little tough, because the Heller decision, frankly, was not a 100% pure, shall not be infringed type of decision. My guess, and we'll never know now that Justice Scalia is dead, is that some of the things that he had in his opinion quite possibly were there because he had to get four other votes to get that 5-4 decision. Hopefully Scalia did not really believe that reasonable regulation is consistent with shall not be infringed. And as we heard with our own ears in the debate, Hillary Clinton seems to think that infringing on the Second Amendment is just fine, because Hillary Clinton doesn't really like people having guns other than the Secret Service that are protecting her. There she's okay with guys having machine guns, but the idea that you and I might have one, heart attack.
One more thing about Hillary before we move on to Donald Trump. She, as you heard in the last clip, said she wanted common sense gun regulations, and here's what she had to say to elaborate on that.
I think we need comprehensive background checks, need to close the online loophole, close the gun show loophole. There's other matters that I think are sensible, that are the kind of reforms that would make a difference, that are not in any way conflicting with the Second Amendment.
One of the things she got specific there on, at least a little bit more specific, Larry, was the fact that she wanted a background check, it would seem, for every gun sale. She also mentioned other things that she did not specify on. First of all, what do you make of making sure there's a background check for every sale? Secondly, what do you think she means by other things?
Well, she's saying that if a father gives a gun to a son that he's known for, say, 30 years, that somehow a background check is going to tell us more. In fact, many of the mass murders that have been accomplished in our time have been carried out by folks that either could have passed a background check or actually did pass a background check. She was not willing to address the problem, and I don't fault Trump so much for not bringing it up, because you only have so much time. I've been in those debates myself. But fact of the matter is, if we're going to stop the kind of thing that she's supposedly concerned about, mass murders, all but three since 1950 have occurred in the gun-free zones that she thinks is a reasonable gun control.
Larry, let's move on to Donald Trump now. When the question was just, what do you want a Supreme Court justice, Donald Trump right away said that he wanted someone who would defend the Second Amendment and all the other amendments. He said the Second Amendment was under siege. And then when the issue actually came specifically to guns, he said this about the court.
We are going to appoint justices, this is the best way to help the Second Amendment. We are going to appoint justices that will feel very strongly about the Second Amendment, that will not do damage to the Second Amendment.
He also mentioned that Chicago has some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and it's got one of the worst murder rates in the country. So a couple different questions here. First of all, what was your reaction to Trump's presentation on the Second Amendment?
He actually used the word originalist justices that would view the Second Amendment as it was intended to be understood. That is a big deal. That's quite the opposite of from the living, breathing Constitution, which means any bloody thing any judge puts into his cockamamie head. So that was a very significant marker that he was laying down, using the word original. You know, like an 18th century dead white man, original. Good for Donald Trump. That means that the liberals are not going to be free to fiddle with the Constitution any more than the department store ought to be able to fiddle with the terms of your contract with them to purchase over time, and all of a sudden come in and say, oh, but we're going to quadruple the number of payments. It's a living, breathing contract.
Larry, how well do you think he understands the larger debate? He knew the facts about Chicago. He made the originalist remark, as you mentioned, about what he's looking for in a Supreme Court justice. His command of the Heller case seemed to be weaker, however, mainly pointing out that Hillary Clinton didn't like the decision. Where do you think he is on the understanding of the ins and outs of this debate?
I can't tell you for sure because I don't know what's in the guy's head. I share your suspicion that maybe he's got some more homework to do. The fact that he chose Mike Pence, with whom I have maybe had one disagreement over the years over anything to do with guns, who otherwise is very solid on the Second Amendment, among other things, that was an awfully good surprise. I was pleasantly surprised, and it told me, and especially when Pence did as well as he did in the debate on the gun issue, that Trump is surrounding himself with people who get it. And that's probably the most reassuring thing of all, is that he does seem to be willing to talk to other people and to listen to what other people know, people that are acknowledged to be somewhat boned up in a particular area. And so good for him. I frankly wouldn't have necessarily suspected that, because my initial impression of him was a sort of a braggadocious sort of guy that you couldn't tell him anything. But I hope I'm right that I've got to reconsider that opinion.
Larry, last question. Obviously, we're getting close to Election Day, and different voters are either fired up or they're not fired up. We've heard throughout this campaign that Second Amendment voters are perhaps more intent to defeat Hillary Clinton than elect Donald Trump. But what are you hearing from your members? How energized are they in this campaign right now?
Well, Hillary Clinton is capable of energizing a lot of gun owners, because her statement about her model that she would have in mind for where to go in pursuing gun legislation was that of Australia. Well, Australia banned every single semi-automatic handgun, shotgun, and rifle. There were huge piles, two or three stories high, of guns piled up waiting to be ground up and destroyed in Australia. That's her model. She's told us what she would do. She will confiscate guns if she has her way. So I think whatever the deficiencies in Donald Trump's understanding and where he might be at this point in the debate, it kind of pales into insignificance when you consider the fact that Hillary Clinton has announced that as her intention to, what, take maybe half of the guns almost that Americans own away and destroy them. That's pretty clear, it seems to me.
Larry, we'll be watching. Thanks for your insights today.
Thanks so much for having me with you.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director at Gun Owners of America. GunOwners.org is the website. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.